and reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stands in prayer and ibadah on the night of Qadr with sincere faith and with sincere hope of gaining reward, his previous sins are forgiven. In the above hadith, standing in salah or in ibadat refers to salah as well as any other form of ibadah. For example, dhikr, tilawa, etc. And the phrase with sincere hope of gaining reward means one should be sincerely occupied with ibadah solely for the pleasure of Allah and to receive reward from Him. This should not be done for others to see or to deceive them. According to Khattabi, it means that one should have complete faith in the promise that any deed shall be rewarded, and thus one must stand before Allah with earnestness and enthusiasm. Neither should one think of this ibadah as a burden, nor should there be any doubt about the reward which will be granted. After all, it is a known fact that one aims a high goal and has a desire to receive a great reward, while at the same time having complete certainty of receiving it, the burden of striving hard along an arduous path to attain that goal becomes easy. Similarly, the burden of standing for long hours becomes easy. So it's no longer a burden. The person must think that I'm going to get the reward of making ibadah for more than 1,000 months. This is the reason why those who had become spiritually elevated in Allah's sight find it very easy to remain in ibadah almost of all the time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to a major concern which is supposed to worry all of us. The translation of the ayat is, Allah says, do not become like those people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah caused them to forget themselves. Just think of this ayat. They forgot Allah, they did something, and reaction was that Allah made them forget themselves. So what we are saying in this ayat here is that when you forget Allah, what does it mean? It doesn't mean like, you know, you meet a person after many years, then they ask you, you know who I am? You say, no, I forgot you, I can't remember you. This is not that kind of forget. This is that kind of forget where a person is totally detached and disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that he loses all distinction of any action that is good or any action that is bad for that matter. He loses all conscience of halal and haram. He loses all conscience of that what is virtuous and that what is evil. He just can't be cared. He doesn't think that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain laws and regulations which I'm supposed to follow. That being the case, I must be concerned with these things. So he leads a life of total indulgence. He leads a life of total pursuing of his carnal desires. He is so involved in the pursuit of material gains, not caring how he acquires whatever he is acquiring. He does people down. He breaks every order of Allah. He is not cared what is coming in his halal or haram. He doesn't care how he lies, he deceives. So he doesn't think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he does not know the difference between haqq and batil. It's a very important dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Say, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. O Allah, let us see the truth for what it is. And let us follow it. Arina al-batila batila. And let us see falsehood and evil for what it is. And let us stay away from it. But this fellow, he's passed those stages. Then whatever he is doing, the thing is that he doesn't even think, you know, that what I'm doing is bad. In fact, he has a kind of a justification, almost a kind of a pride that what I'm doing is right. So he might boast about it. He might regard it himself, you know, as a notch above the rest that I do things in this manner here. And shaitan makes him believe that, you know what, what you are doing is very beautiful. He will justify it in every way. He will put forward all his proofs and his arguments to convince himself and to convince everybody around him. So this is called tazyin e'amal, that shaitan comes and beautifies your actions to you in such a way that at that time you forget again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brings a situation where a shaitan is put for this fellow. And that shaitan will continuously inspire him towards being only bad. Allah says, we'll fix the shaitan, assign a shaitan to this fellow here, And after that, he will only be doing bad. The shaitan will be his companion, and the shaitan will be all the time inspiring him to do all those things that are very, very bad. And he won't even care about it. So this is what is meant, that he will now totally forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In return of that, now because he deliberately threw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ, Allah ta'ala will make him forget himself. He'll forget that I am a human being, and his life will become like that of an animal. He won't think also that, you know, as an insan, I'm supposed to act in a certain way. I am supposed to worry about my akhirah. I'm supposed to worry about the rights of other people. I am answerable to Allah. One day I'm going to die. He will see things happening. He will go to mayyats. He will see the masjid. He will listen to lectures. He will listen to advices. But he forgot himself. Those things don't apply to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about such people. He says, you know, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, such are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his curse on them. فَأَصَّمَّهُمْ, and Allah has made them deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارُهُمْ, and Allah ta'ala has made them blind. So in other words, they'll listen to the most inspiring lecture by whoever it might be, but nothing is going to go through. Allah ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً, that we have put a veil ala qulubihim, on their hearts. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ, this veil causes their heart to totally lose all understanding. They can't understand anymore anything. What is being told to them just doesn't make sense to them. So we can imagine what a sad state, what a sorry state of this person is. And this is a concern a person must have, that when he listens to ayat of the Quran, when he listens to lectures, when he hears something, when he's inspired, supposed to be inspired, what is happening to him? Is it even touching him? Is it tickling him somewhere, making him feel like, you know what, I've got to wake up. I need to wake up now. I have to come right. I have to connect myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we put weights in their ears. In other ears also blocked out. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ, the worst of the creation of Allah is those, أَصُمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, those deaf and those blind people who are unable to understand anything. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us that always be connected to Allah, always think about Allah. And we know that when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now on these big nights also, or on these odd nights rather I will say, then on these odd nights also, the idea should be that we should fire ourselves up and we should inspire ourselves with this in mind, that I want to make sure that my life from here onwards is a life that I can give something back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of a'mal, in terms of gratitude, in terms of obedience, because Allah ta'ala has given me so much. We don't know when we can just get picked up, like you mentioned yesterday or the other night in the tafsir, that there is no escaping from that reality. And what a sad reality will be at that time, that a person is standing in front of Allah, his eyes are closed at that time, and he comes like a total bankrupt person without anything to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no recognition of Allah, no fear of Allah, no hope from Allah, no anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we hear this ayat very often, it's in Surah Hashr, you know, it's a very favorite ayat of everybody, but when you hear this word, Nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum, they forgot Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Allah caused them to forget themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we are going to make some dhikr again with the same thing in mind, and like I mentioned every odd night, that this dhikr is supposed to make our heart beat and make our heart pump with the remembrance of Allah, like how the awliya do. You know, when they make the dhikr, every breath of the years is the name of Allah. Every heartbeat of the years is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring that kind of kafir, that kind of a condition upon us, that we are at all times in the remembrance of Allah, not only when it's an odd night, but when we